Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is likely to make an appearance at the GOP convention in Cleveland tonight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports delegates will also hear from some of Trump's primary rivals.
Presidential runners-up Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz all get their moments in the spotlight on this third day of the party convention. Cruz has yet to formally endorse the nominee, Donald Trump. But Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says he's not worried about what the Texas senator will say tonight on primetime TV.
And I think he'll say something, but he'll give a sign of where he is on Donald Trump that will be pleasing to the Trump campaign and to the Republicans.
Other 2016 White House contenders, such as Jeb Bush and John Kasich, are steering clear of the Republican convention. Rubio, who's campaigning for re-election to the Senate, will deliver his speech remotely. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Cleveland.
Meantime, Cleveland police did fire pepper spray at some protesters and handcuffed several others outside the convention hall today after a skirmish broke out over a flag-burning protest. Convention delegates had to be ushered inside. A Trump campaign speechwriter is taking the fall for passages in Monday's speech by Melania Trump that echoed those of a speech delivered in 2008 by Michelle Obama at the Democratic National Convention. In a statement issued by the campaign, Meredith McIver saying she made a mistake and apologized. Says Melania Trump had told her of her admiration for Mrs. Obama and had read some of the lines from that speech, which McIver says accidentally wound up in the speech delivered Monday. Vigils are being held today for the fallen officers in Baton Rouge. Funerals begin tomorrow. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, community groups are coming forward offering their help to build relationships between the city's black neighborhoods and the police.
What has been an historically frayed relationship between the Baton Rouge PD and the large black community here is at a low point. But an interracial coalition of 40 Baton Rouge churches is offering to help the police build one-on-one relationships with black and Hispanic families. Together, Baton Rouge leader, Reverend Lee West.
Our goal as an organization, as pastors, as community leaders, is not to return to where we were as a city prior to the killing of Alton Sterling. Our goal is to move us progressively forward.
The group outlined a relationship-building strategy that has gained the support and approval of the Justice Department. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Baton Rouge.
Much of the nation should apparently prepare for what some forecasters are already dubbing the heat dome. It's expected to bake much of the central U.S. and other areas in the days ahead. According to the National Weather Service, some of the hottest temperatures of the summer are on tap, from Minnesota to Louisiana, with heat indices as high as 115 degrees in some spots. Continued release of better-than-expected second-quarter earnings numbers heartened investors today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 36 points. The Nasdaq gained 53. This is NPR. Turkey's government is announcing a three-month state of emergency there today, following the failed takeover effort by some factions within the military last week. According to Turkish state-run news agency, authorities are also closing 626 private schools and other establishments, saying those institutions are under investigation for crimes against constitutional order. Turkish government has blamed the failed coup attempt on an exiled Muslim cleric currently in the U.S. The merger of two giant global beer makers, Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller, was approved by the U.S. Justice Department today. But as NPR's John Itzi explains, the approval does place restrictions on the merged company.
AB InBev, a Belgian-based firm whose brands include the iconic American brew Budweiser, is paying $108 billion for the London-based SAB Miller. It owns the other big American brand, Miller. In a preemptive move, AB InBev had already agreed to sell SAB Miller's U.S. business to Molson Coors. That will keep AB InBev's share of the U.S. beer market steady at 45%. But U.S. regulators added another constraint. They're requiring the merged company to get regulatory approval for any future acquisitions of U.S. craft brewers. AB InBev has already purchased a half a dozen of them. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
A SpaceX Dragon capsule has successfully made it to the International Space Station, dropping off some much-needed supplies. The capsule, packed with more than 2 tons of goods, successfully arriving at the space station this morning. A robot arm was used to capture the Dragon. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.